you probably haven't heard of Henry Heinz. However, the folks in Elkton, South Dakota know that he invented a flying machine that didn't fly. But perhaps most interesting was one of Henry's biggest fears. You can still see that part of his story long after his death, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Anna Even explains, the town of Elkton, South Dakota had a most interesting inventor.
Henry Heinz was an immigrant to the United States, and he kind of liked to be creative. He was very inventive and invented a flying machine prior to the Wright brothers inventing theirs.
But there's a reason you have heard of the Wright brothers and not Henry Heinz.
He patented it, and then he had a test flight in the town of Elkton. And I can imagine that there was a street full of people watching it, but the accounts say that it rose about 8 feet in the air and then plopped to the ground.
But perhaps what's most interesting about Heinz is what happened to him after his death.
He is buried in the Elkton Cemetery, and everyone who goes out there always wonders about the above-the-ground crypt. Who's in there? Why are they in there? And why did they build it as they built it? But the story goes that he was afraid to be buried alive.
Heinz went to extreme measures to assure that if he was put inside the crypt, he was, in fact, very dead.
So he actually hired a young man to come there and check to make sure that he was dead for a week after his burial. And he had a key instructed to be hung inside the crypt and just wanted to make sure he was not buried alive.
In fact, Heinz's casket even had a glass window on the lid so that the boy could easily peer inside to see if there was any movement. The key inside the crypt ensured Heinz could quickly get out of the crypt if he was just sleeping rather than dead. It's just part of the interesting story surrounding this town's hopeful inventor of a flying machine. Traveling the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.